an Odyssey Sports Station. Home of the two-time defending Stanley Cup winners, the Florida Panthers. Home of the three-time NBA champion Miami Heat. Five-time national championship winner Miami Hurricanes football. And Miami Hurricanes basketball.
Powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys.
Call 1-800-747-3.
That's 1-800-747-3733.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua on the program, ladies and gentlemen. It is a Frog Boy Tuesday? What's today? I lost track. Wednesday.
It is Wednesday.
Our boy Tobin is out for the rest of the week. Therefore, I will be holding things down with our boy Leroy, of course.
Yeah.
Got Brittany behind the board right now and Jay Thig running things behind the scenes. Let's go ahead and dive right into our headlines, which are brought to you by, as soon as my email loads, Duralkia. Headlines brought to you by Duralkia. You can choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Duralkia. Our top story has been all day. Unfortunately, news has broke, and it seems like things keep getting worse for the Miami Dolphins. Kader Kohou out for the season. This makes the entire secondary from last year officially gone. Barry Jackson wrote an article about it this morning because he also mentioned that Ashton Davis will be out for a while as well. For those who don't know Ashton Davis, he was on par to be the starting safety opposite side of Micah Fitzpatrick. So probably won't get discussed as much as Kader Kohou, but definitely another blow for the Miami Dolphins as he'll be out for an extended period. He did have another non-contact practice injury as well, but he will not miss the entire season. Kohou's injury is a crushing blow, of course. Mike McDaniel was quoted as saying, "I saw him ascend to a different level, trying to take reins of his career and get his game to an even higher level. For that and the timing of it, I was crushed until I talked to Kader, and Kader made me feel a little bit better." So apparently he's in high spirits in that regard. Now, in regards to our other unfortunately injured defender, Ashton Davis, McDaniel revealed that we were fortunate. It wasn't the worst case scenario. Non-contact, you always prepare for the worst. It'll take a couple days to know how long it'll be, but it wasn't a thing that'll keep you out for the whole season. So that's a little bit of good news there. But as of right now, the people competing for that safety position will be Elijah Campbell, Patrick McMorris, and rookie John Saunders Jr. So, a couple weeks out, we still have a few people who need to earn that role. But it's not necessarily looking great.
Really sucks that, you know, you're having all of your injuries at a place where you have questions.
Yeah, right? For sure. It's the most questions.
Oh, we got five of them.
Yeah. And as Date South points out, I try not to bring this up because I don't think Brittany was listening for that. And it still embarrasses me to this day. He says, good thing Kader won the lottery because Brittany, did you hear how Kader Kohou, his entire football career or journey to the NFL, did you hear any background information on that by any chance?
I know that he came from a very small school. He was, I believe, a
a non-drafted player, but I could be wrong.
No, you're right. It was a Texas A&M Commerce.
Yeah.
Which I was very confused at, because I was like, oh, he went to Texas A&M. And they're like, no.
No.
Texas A&M Commerce. Mm-hmm. But I also, I think it was Tobin who was discussing how, you know, he grew up from very humble beginnings, and that his father won the lottery in order for him to make it to America. Now, I didn't realize it was that lottery when he first mentioned it. So initially when I heard about it, I was like, hey, you know, kudos to him. His father, like, he won the lottery and he's still like, you know what? I'm gonna put my body on the line every weekend because I love the sport of football so much that even though I'm rich, I'm just going to go ahead and, you know, try out for the NFL via Texas A&M Commerce. So I felt dumb. I still feel dumb to this day.
Yeah, because his family won the life lottery.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. So, yeah. And you know, it's a great story, of course. And I kind of feel like a bit of a jackass.
As somebody who grew up in Miami and is Hispanic, I feel like you should have probably known what he meant by that.
Well, I mean, just a lottery. We could use, can we use another word for it? I understand it is a bit of a lottery.
Okay, fair.
But gee, I was like, oh, this guy's rich. He'll be totally fine. He's totally going to be fine. But unfortunately, like we mentioned, he will be out for the season. But speedy recovery, and something tells me for the right price, Miami Dolphins will be willing to bring him back. A couple observations, Leroy. Tell me what you think about this. Tyreek Hill excused from practice today. Personal reasons.
Yeah, it happens.
It happens.
Like, I don't read too much into that.
Jalen Waddle had the orange jersey today, which means, as you know, he was on the Ox. What kind of music you think Jalen Waddle had on his playlist? I don't know. That's a tough question, because you know, I know he went to Alabama, but I know he's a little bit different.
I don't know. Like, if I had a playlist, my playlist would have a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I figured that. You know, you always want to show someone how like.
No, I don't. I don't really care about that. I just like a lot of different music. If I turn on the radio and I like the song, then I'll listen to it. I don't care what genre it is.
Now, Omar Kelly reports that he opens up practice with something that I have to look up because I'm not even okay. So wow. The rapper's name is Z-Ro. It's 48 years old, so I'd like to say this is a throwback. This is Mississippi hip-hop. He was on Rap-A-Lot Records. And, yeah, apparently the first song that that he decided to come out with was Mo City Dawn, a song that came out in 2005 from the rapper Z-Ro. That is definitely has to be like a local cut. Like, for example, if you know, I'm being from South Florida and I went somewhere else and they gave me a song and I had to play like a local cut of something, I'm probably playing like Trick Daddy, or I'm playing something that's like, you know, some sort of sticky music, Pull Out the Stick or something like that. Mm-hmm. And people may be like, what the hell is this guy listening to? And I'm like, you guys don't know this? This is a classic. So I'm sure this is the case now, but I have no idea who the hell Z-Ro is. God bless him.
Yep.
Another note from practice here. Cam Smith seems to have a compression sleeve on his right leg. Could explain why he's not getting much reps. Leroy, do I read into that?
I mean, it's the part of the, like, it's the part of the camp where everybody's a little banged up and sore. And, you know, it's easy to take all of the situations that are, you know, going on and say that had more to do with it, but I don't think anybody's going to practice every day, right?
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm getting disrespected again, and I should be an adult and move past it, but they said, you know you're a fatty when one of your decor is a ketchup bottle. And I'm offended. This is a championship bottle of champagne here, courtesy of the 2024.
Who thought that was ketchup?
I mean, you know, it's Schmeathen, of course. It's Schmeathen.
It's not ketchup.
And, you know, my little palm tree that I got going on here, you know, but you can't really see it during the day. You'll see. Hey, listen, tune in to 560 After Dark. It's going to be crazy in here.
Hey, you got a whole bunch of props while talking in a wind tunnel.
Hey, you know, one thing at a time. All right, we can't. That foam took a while to build up, which I'm actually going to give Fonz a call and be like, hey, what foam do I need to put up in my my room here?
You want me to show you? I can show you.
Yeah, so I see that you have. I see that you have in the corners there these red, you know, big panels. But
no, that's just the lights. But see behind them, the egg. What are they called?
Egg carton.
Like it's foam. It's foam.
Egg foam?
No, something. It's probably like egg carton foam because it has the divots like an egg carton would.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right.
So there's something that's like.
And it absorbs the.
The sound.
Yeah.
So what you're doing essentially is getting all the eggs from Restaurant Depot and then when
no, you're done. No, they just called that.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure. Because I know you buy a lot of eggs. You buy 100 eggs at a time. But
no, I get 12 dozen?
Yeah.
12 they cost, dozen?
Yeah, because they cost, if you go to a regular store where you pay $10+,
a dozen is 12.
Correct. No, right. But he gets 144 eggs. So I get 12 dozen for like 60 bucks.
For like 60 bucks.
60 bucks?
So I just figure I'll just give some to my neighbors and stuff and whoever, but I'm winning.
That's so generous.
When I can eat all those eggs.
Well, yeah, so you shouldn't buy them.
I would also.
So instead of not buying them, just pay $12 for a dozen?
Okay,
yeah, think about it.
Because you're giving away all those money regardless.
All those eggs that I get
for a dozen
cost $60.
Like a dollar an egg.
So I would only be able to buy 5 dozen eggs. In this box, I get 12 dozen. So who cares, you know,
that would have cost you $144.
It's costing me the same amount for what I want.
Okay.
All right. So at the end of the show, guys, we're going to give away Leroy's address. Everyone can start lining up for eggs.
How about you just get chickens, Leroy? Just get chickens.
Because those chickens are going to be roosted. Are they going to be loud in the middle of the...
Well, first of all, I got 4 dogs.
Yeah,
what do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, the chickens are going to go. Their chickens are going to have a short life in your house.
Yeah, not going to go well.
No.
Not going to go well for them.
And the dogs are like, hey, we just playing with the chicken.
Just playing. Just, you know, just having a little bit of fun.
Why you being so soft, chicken? We just playing.
Leroy, I'm not sure if you saw yesterday, the Marlins picked up a victory. And you know what? I got to give credit to our boy Sandy. Not only because he's come on as of recent and was able to pitch a shutout yesterday through the 5 innings that he was in, but how perfect timing would it be for him to finally start figuring things out after tanking his trade? Like the trade deadline's one day away, and he's been tanking his trade deadline or his trade stock this entire time,
right?
Just for him to decide, you know what? I think I remember how to pitch now. So shout out to Sandy, a brilliant move because, you know, had he started the season this way, he definitely would have been traded a long time ago for sure. For many prospects that, you know, I'll give Peter Bendix a benefit of the doubt. He's pulled together some talent that's been fun to watch for sure. But I think Sandy being on this team is something that goes a long way for sure.
Absolutely. Because, you know, he's been through more than most of the guys on the team. So
for sure,
especially with the pitchers, but it's good to see him. And again, like early in the season, looked like he was throwing straight balls. You know, if you could throw 100 miles an hour, if ain't got no movement, these guys are great hitters. Now his ball's starting to move a little bit. Maybe that's because he's getting more comfortable with the motion. You know, he's not trying to, you know, because once you get back, they say, oh, he's still. You know, throwing what he threw before he got his surgery, but it ain't the same, right? And so now it looks like he's getting back to all that movement and being able to put it where he wants to put it and the ball moving off the plate and into, you know, right-handers and stuff like that. So, he's getting back to form, but it's a different time frame for everybody. I guess I'm glad it kind of happened because now you got to keep him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was perfect. Absolutely perfect. Couldn't have asked for anything better. Last headline here before we get out for a quick break. There's a little bit of football going on today as Inter Miami takes the pitch for the group stage of the League's Cup. What the hell does that mean?
Oh,
so what how many hell? Cups are there?
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Wait. Wait.
Yeah.
Now.
No respect.
He's played internationally. He played the World Club Cup.
Yeah.
He's played MLS games. Now he's playing in what cup now?
This is, you know, the coveted. You guys remember this. Of course, everyone talks about this. The League's Cup.
The League's Cup. Didn't
we just have the FIFA Club Cup? World Cup?
Nope, different. These are different.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is different.
Can you explain that to me?
You know, as a soccer aficionado, I would love to. This pits our team against a rival Mexican football division. Now, today specifically, we take on Atlas, which is a football club based in Guadalajara. And the club currently plays in Liga MX, the top division of Mexican football. Now, that's all I read on the article.
Yeah, so I fear you didn't answer my question at all. Yeah.
Now, to answer your question, it's, I'm assuming, a tournament between MLS versus Liga MX because other teams from Liga MX and MLS will be taking on each other in this group stage as well. But nonetheless, it is another fake tournament for another fake trophy, and I don't know what the hell's going on.
As long as
they want Messi to play in all these games, but get mad because he won't play in an all-star game?
You know, I'm sick of it. I really can't.
It's crazy. Like, I don't – like, that's the one thing that I can't figure out about, you know, soccer is that
– boom.
Even with all that, they still playing a bunch of free games when you play for the national team. And,
right.
And then you play all these cup games and stuff. Like, yo,
it just makes – it makes no sense to me.
Right. Nah, have a season. Have an off season. Play the tournaments in the off season. Right?
And go from there. And they're so passionate about – every single one of these cups that I feel like means nothing. Every game is so meaningful.
Yep.
And it's like there's an influx of games. Like you would think that the stock would go down.
But you know what? You guys aren't real pitch lovers like me. I do it for the pitch. You know, soccer.
Have you ever been to a professional soccer match?
Not even close. I haven't even driven by while they're playing. But I will eventually because there's so many damn games. I got to catch one, right? When we come back, I want to it's not necessarily a game, but it's a segment I'd like to introduce that is coming to 560 After Dark. It's called Day to Day, which is essentially what I normally would do in headlines, but I'm making a whole new segment out of it because what do you do in America? You just take the same thing and you repackage it differently and make it seem like it's something new, and then you sell it to the people again. So therefore, day to day, when we come back, we're going to review all the greatest things that happened on this day, review what national day it is, and see how Leroy and Brittany would like to celebrate. We got that and much more on the Tobin and Leroy Show. Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show, live here on 560 WQAM. Miami 560 WQAM, if you're looking to join us on our Twitch and YouTube pages. It is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Wednesday, July 30th. Let's go ahead and review what national day it is today. Not to take a book or page out of the Hockman and Crowder show. I apologize. I know this is definitely a Hockman thing, but it's summer sports radio, so you know you totally get it. Slim pickings around here. Leroy, today is National Climb a Mountain Day.
National Kiss Leroy's Ass Day too.
All right. Not a fan of that. Brittany, National Climb a Mountain.
Let's say. Hey.
Yeah.
In fairness.
Yes.
And when was the last time you seen a black dude on a mountain?
Seen a black dude on a mountain. You know, I'm going to have to jog my memory for much longer than I can actually jog.
When was the last black person you say, ooh, I climbed Mount Everest. It was exhilarating.
Yes, like, oh, today Mount Everest climbed by Connor McConnerson and Leroy Horde. It just doesn't sound right. It just doesn't sound
Everybody go, no, that's Photoshopped.
Yeah, Leroy, this is AI for sure. Brittany, your thoughts on National Climbing Mountain Day?
I'm with Leroy on this one.
Oh, not climbing mountain.
No,
I'll do a little hike.
I've done a hike. I did a hike. Diamond Mountain in Hawaii. That's like one of the only hikes that I've ever done.
Yeah.
I did it was brutal. I did a hike too in
Canada. You say Diamond Mountain?
I believe that's what it's called.
Wow, of course you're going to hike to the top of Diamond Mountain.
There was no diamonds. No.
Okay. So in Canada, they have, it's called Seven Waterfalls. Ah. And you walk these trails and go see all the waterfalls. So when I went, there were, you know, I was in the middle of the woods and Tobin goes, hey, have you seen Bigfoot? I say, nah, but all these Canadians looking at me like I'm Bigfoot.
just as rare to see up there.
Yeah.
But that's really
you
weird.
You say in the woods hiking?
I don't know. It's different. What about this one? This is National Whistleblower Day. National Whistleblower.
Oh, why don't they just change that to snitch?
Okay, wait. Because here's the thing. What I've learned about national days is sometimes they have a much deeper meaning, so I don't want to make fun of it and it'd be like actually something that's beneficial.
Now, but this is for entertainment purposes only. We ain't getting down to the...
Okay, well, I feel like we should because I don't want to get canceled, Leroy. We live in 2025.
Listen, you know what? If somebody is going to, you know, sit here and think, oh, we're serious. They're really trashing
like, whistleblowers.
I'm over it, dude. Like, if you have to do that, do you do what you got to do? I think, you know, there's time and place for it. But I'm still making light of Snitch Day.
It probably has like some historical meaning behind it. Like Paul Revere was technically a whistleblower. He told everybody that the British were coming. So it probably has some sort of, you know, historical background. So I'm not going to make fun of it just yet.
That's smart. Okay. Look, it says this was, oh my God, hold on. Oof. Listen, I'm going to read this, but let's just be happy Vlad's not in today for what I'm about to read. The day commemorates events put into motion by Lieutenant Richard Marvin and Midshipman Samuel Shaw in 1777. So like she mentioned, it is a long historic pass. They were considered the first whistleblowers along with eight other sailors who reported abuse against British prisoners. Snitches. No, but one of the most notable whistleblowers in United States government was Mark Felt, known for years as Deep Throat.
Oh, that's from the Watergate.
Watergate scandal, correct. He was crucial to the Watergate scandal.
Okay,
so,
yeah, okay.
So you know what, Brittany? Why don't you celebrate with your snitch friends then? I am sick
listen,
of this, dude.
Are you not it glad has, that I'm Mark more, Felt listen. Whistle blew on Watergate? Let's be serious.
There you go. You're right. How about something a little bit more?
A whistleblower, and he's known for Deep Throat.
We're treading a line, Leroy.
Give you credit though, Leroy, because I said that and you took it maturely and you actually knew who the person was.
Yeah.
So,
again, we can celebrate some of the greatest whistleblowers in our time.
Yes.
It don't mean that.
Still can't call it Snitch Day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, what about this one? A little bit more lighthearted. National Cheesecake Day. National Cheesecake Day.
I love that. I went to Cheesecake Factory yesterday.
Hey, Cheesecake.
Did you?
Okay. I did.
Hey, can I just tell you, I haven't been to the Cheesecake Factory ever since I realized. You remember you used to get that big old piece of cheesecake for like $17, right?
Yeah.
Now they put cake in it.
Not all of
cake
them.
Cake inside there?
Not, yeah.
Pretty not much. All of them, said, Leroy.
They put
you
a
said that they're cutting their product?
Yes.
They're cutting their quality product with cake, huh?
Yes. They never did that. Now all of a sudden they think they can save some money.
It's
get no.
They all don't have that.
Okay, well, once I got a piece of cheesecake with cake in it, I was done.
Well, you should read the description. Done.
Gotta read it, Leroy.
Wait a minute.
It's a big menu, though. It's a big menu.
Hold on. You go into, you look at the beautiful cage they have with all the different little tasty treats in there, right? Are you looking at, they showing you flavors and whatever. They're not showing you the cake fluffers.
Okay. No, because are you going to Cheesecake just to get a cheesecake? Because then you're looking.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then no. Then sure, that's your problem. But I go and I eat, and then I look at the dessert menu. I'm like, what cheesecake do I want? And then it tells you if it has cake in it or not.
But the whole point that you have to read cake in a cheesecake is garbage. A cheesecake doesn't have cake in it.
Yeah, this is more controversial than whistleblower. I didn't realize that. It's gonna get crazy.
I will fight over this because they are cutting their cheesecake with regular cake.
They're stepping on their
Even
product.
All of them don't have it.
Whatever.
Right? That price doesn't indicate that, hey, we cut this cheesecake with
But why are you so upset about it? I just can't understand
I don't like,
You can't mix the cheesecake with the cake.
Right. No.
I like, what about creme brulee?
Especially with what they charge. Oh,
creme brulee cheesecake.
So you don't do you like ice cream cake, or do you have a problem with that one as well?
No, I don't like ice cream.
No, he doesn't like. Listen, you're going to, Brittany, don't even, do yourself a favor. Don't even try to figure this man out because he doesn't like certain things, but in certain occasions he does.
let's do Marcos eating the shrimp.
Okay, man. I want to see you. No, that's no need. Okay, this is the last one. How about this one? This is weird. National Father-in-Law Day.
Okay.
What exactly are we doing here? I don't even know what that means. Like, I don't have a father-in-law. I guess one day I will be a father-in-law, but I mean, you're dealing with that now, Leroy, aren't you? You're not necessarily a father-in-law, but like you've kind of, Fonz is making
I'm getting
schools.
To that, yeah.
Is there like any requirements of you? Because, you always hear about the mother-in-law, watch out for the mother-in-law or something like that, but no one's ever worried about
father-in-law. I tell people this all the time. There have been movies, rom-coms, serious movies, all centered on the relationship between a mom, the son, and the new girl.
Hello. Also, with father-in-laws, have you ever seen Meet the Fockers?
Robert De Niro? That's good.
Ben Stiller.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so yeah, that would be. Yeah, I guess that's the way where it's like, right? Oh, this tough. Got to be the guy.
But there's been like that's a rare one.
Father of the Bride is another one. Just like Schmeathen said.
Father of the Bride.
I guess that's the only role, right? And not to say the only role in any, don't need to box anyone in, but usually the stereotype you hear, it's always like, watch out, crazy mother-in-law, and then father-in-laws with that overprotective father-in-law.
Yeah. It's usually with the opposite gender.
So what I have maybe lubed up and did some push-ups. And went outside and flexed on a young man that was in the pool with my daughter.
But that's you being, I guess his father in that. I mean, obviously they're young, but you know what I mean. Yeah, that's the role of the enforcer, the famous bad boy scene when they open up the door.
Wait, no. What about who was it? 50 Cent in the garage with all of his friends.
For which movie?
I can't think of the name of the movie. What's the name of that movie? When he was in there with all his friends, they were all tatted up and swole, and he called the boyfriend.
I've only seen one movie, which is the Get Rich or Die Trying.
Den of Thieves.
Movie I know.
The Den of Thieves? Mm.
That's, I don't know. I typed in 50 Cent Garage Friends, and it says 50 Cent scares his daughter's prom date.
Yeah.
So that has to be that one.
Yeah.
That's it. That was hilarious.
Tell you that. I guess that's the role. Before we go to break here, a couple notable birthdays today. How about Arnold Schwarzenegger? You guys familiar with that guy?
Of course.
Huh? I just watched Predator.
Really?
Predator was on, so I just
stopped. Is he in Predator?
Yeah,
Arnold
for
Schwarzenegger,
sure.
Yeah, he's the star.
I thought that's Terminator.
He's star Predator. He's also in Terminator.
I did not know he was in Predator.
Totally the same movie though, so don't even feel bad. Oh, okay, it's like, they just remade.
I'm here. Come and get me. I'm here.
one of them has robots. The other one is like, you know, they'll actually, there's a thing that's built to like hunt. But it's the same thing. It's really the same thing. They need a swole guy with an accent to shoot
them. Now
really but all his friends, they had Jesse the Body was in it. Carl Weathers was in it.
Yes.
All guys.
I know who all those people are.
You don't know who Jesse the Body is? Sounds like a street.
No, I don't. I'm so sorry.
He's a wrestler, I promise. He's not an adult film star. Other birthdays today that you may recognize, Lawrence Fishburne. From Matrix popularity.
Oh, okay.
No.
You know,
Lisa Kudrow.
You remember the what was the you know the black chick from Suits, the tall one.
Yes, not obviously not the Duchess, but the other one.
The other one. He was married to her.
Really?
Yeah.
He seems definitely older than her, but maybe you know I'm watching like Suits.
She's not that young.
Retrospectively, so that could be it.
Yeah.
Lisa Kudrow from
What was Lawrence Fishburne's? Was it you go Matrix or do you go Boys in the Hood?
Because there's so many other moments in Boys in the Hood that don't necessarily involve him, like
Ricky go with Matrix
and Cuba Gooding, you know, stuff like that. You probably think of that one. You gotta
go. He's
Matrix.
In Boys in the Hood. I've seen Boys in the Hood.
Yeah,
he's the dad.
Yeah. He's dead.
Oh, wait. Yes, then I know who he is. Okay.
But you haven't seen Matrix? Is that what you were just
saying? Yeah, that's essentially my okay. That's like,
you haven't seen Matrix?
No.
She's seen Boys in the Hood, but not Matrix. I mean, that you get credit, but I'm also confused.
Yeah.
Confused. No, my dad, one of my dad's like, favorite movies.
It took
is
me
Boys
three Matrix to realize that it was a computer.
You know, and I'm still not sure I understand it.
I don't understand it.
Can confidently say I've never seen Matrix. Is it multiple movies? Couldn't even tell you.
There's three.
And then they put out a fourth one.
Yeah, but no one counts that fourth one. Don't ever talk about the fourth one.
Oh, okay.
Just gross. All right. Vivica A. Fox turned 61 today.
Wow.
Still beautiful.
Yep.
Terry Crews. How about that? Terry Crews turns 57. Swole.
Oh.
Chris Nolan turns 55. And Hilary Swank, which I know her name. I cannot tell you.
Million Dollar Baby.
Okay. I know that's a good movie. But
It won a movie of the year.
With
Clint Eastwood.
I can't tell the difference between her and Julia Roberts. So, like, what? I give her credit for
close.
Julia Roberts. No, it's a little close.
No, it's not.
I would see, like, not even close is like Whoopi Goldberg. And
that's
Hilary
a crazy.
Swank.
That's a crazy statement, Marcos. I agree. I agree 1,000% with Leroy on that. That is a crazy statement that you.
That's
just
my
made.
Fault. All right. Listen. Hey, how about this? This is gonna piss you off even more. I'm combining three different people now. Hilary Swank, Julia Roberts, and Sandra Bullock, I'm positive, are the same
person. Oh, that's, yep.
No, because they're all built differently.
Well,
I mean, that's part of
the problem.
I know they don't look alike, but when you think of Hilary Swank, I think of her, like, she got...
You ever seen them in the same room?
She got jacked
for
that movie.
For sure.
I've never seen them in the same room at the same time.
I know Hilary Swank from Freedom Riders.
And who's the other one?
Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock. She was dating Jamie Foxx for a minute.
Who did Blindside?
That was
Sandra Bullock.
Who did the one where she was
Ocean's 11? Julia Roberts did Ocean's 11.
Oh, no way. That is the same person.
No,
I swear
not.
To God, that's the same person. That is the same person.
It's really not.
You can tell me whatever you want. I'm going to do some research on the break. When we come back, we have an exciting show for you that is going to continue. We're going to talk a little bit more about what's going on today from the Miami Dolphins standpoint. And then once the 12 o'clock hour hits, man, it's game time, baby. We've been serious for too long. So we got that and much more on the Tobin and Leroy Show. Stick around. Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. We got Brittany on the ones and twos today playing the hits. She's bling-blinging it. Although, I know that means any second now, J-Fake's going to be like, Channel 3. But it's not her fault, all right?
Channel 3 is off.
I know. There's a setting. You probably have to switch your audio settings to the Livewire 3. on the actual StreamYard thing. I probably could have told you that a long time ago, but who cares? I like to hear the music when it comes in, you know? A bling bling.
You know where that is.
Every time you heard about it. You know, Cash Money is coming to Amerant Bank, Leroy. That interests you? Potentially revisiting the old days?
I'll call them.
Oh, will you? Wow. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I got some famous people's number too. Are you familiar with Leroy Horde?
No, but New Orleans is really, really small, so you pretty much know everybody there.
How about some notes from today's practice?
Oh, you know who I talked to like the other day?
Cool. Who'd you talk to?
Batiste.
Did you?
I went to school with his brother.
Did you invite him to London with you?
No.
Ah. Okay. Still time. Still time.
He called me when he was coming down here, but I missed it.
Ah. Probably called me after, but I was busy. Omar Kelly writes, Patrick Paul is a player who has really come alive in pads. He's playing like a grown man.
Well, it's funny because there's certain situations or certain positions where you can't tell how a guy is performing until they put pads on, right? Offensive line is one of those things. Like, even though you could stay in front of a guy and chicken fight with him and whatever, it's just different with the pads, right? How you come off the ball, how you – it's just different. So –
Totally makes sense.
Right. So to see that he's doing that now is very promising. The other thing is the hardest thing to figure out, believe it or not, can you – know how good a running back is until he has to break tackles?
You know, that is difficult too. When you can bring him down with a two-hand touch to the hips or something like that.
Right.
It's a little bit different.
You run a lot different when that 250-pound linebacker is going to hand tag you versus tackle you to the ground.
100%. Not me, though. When you see me run, you can already know that guy's got talent.
To be honest with you, if I see you run, I'm going to just walk right by you.
Okay. Hurts my heart. The first full day of pads proved to be good for fellow Wolverine, Kenneth Grant. Apparently, he had a dominant day, which you can take like one of two ways. You know, he had a dominant day, of course, which is always good from the defensive perspective. But in front of him was our second round pick, Jonah Savanea. I believe I said that.
Savanea.
Oof, doing my best. Why can't we just draft people with like normal names? Like Kenneth Grant, I totally get that one. But like, you know, Jesus, Miami Heat. If it's not Miami Heat, the Miami Dolphins are doing it.
For the same reason why your family isn't from here.
That's fair.
People come from all over the world, and therefore names might not be like White. And like
Johnson.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, they need to change it, all right? We need to do something about this for me and me specifically. Aren't we thinking about me? So the Miami Dolphins continue their practice in pads. They're finished for today, so we'll get some more quotes as the day continues. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back in the 12 o'clock hour. We're going to give you some headlines. We're going to play Rats Off a Ship. And update you on a few more local headlines. But before I take it to break, our sister station, Kiss Country, is bringing back Stars and Strings. That's featuring Dirk Bentley. Dasha? I don't know. Dasha. Nate Smith. Oh.
Thank you.
There you go, son.
Austin.
There you go, son. Perfect. He's currently being escorted out, which is why he is so happy. Hudson Westbrook, which is, I'm sure, I'm positive it's a fake name. I'm almost positive it's a fake name. And more at Hard Rock Live at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood on November 6th. Win, text the word HARD, H-A-R-D. Be mature. 20357. That number 2, the number 0357. That's HARD. to that number there. Tickets are on sale now at starsandstrings.com. Stars and Strings supports Folds of Honor. For more information, go to WQAM.com. This is the text contest. A message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. That and much more on the Tobin and Leroy Show when we come back.